The political climate down in the United States has some doctors curious about moving north to Canada. Can-Am Physician Recruiting Incorporated says it has received a lot more inquiries about moving to Canada. This is a company that specializes in recruiting doctors trained in the U.S. to work in Canada, but it also places Canadian specialists in roles in the United States. John Philpott is the founder and CEO, and he joins us now. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, John.
It's a pleasure.
How many inquiries are you getting from American doctors who want to move to Canada?
I had about six today, phone calls.
And how does that compare to before?
We might get six a week.
You've been doing this, I understand, for almost 30 years, 27 years. Have you ever seen the demand like this?
When Bill Clinton got, not Bill Clinton, when George W. Bush got reelected, it was similar, but not at the level that we're seeing it right now.
And why do you think that is? What are the people telling you?
Well, the Americans are embarrassed by their president, and they're fearful for, you know, what's going to happen. Taxation is probably going to go up. The cost of living is going to go up in the States. And, I mean, they're scared.
What about on our side at the border, Canadian specialists that may have been interested in moving down to the United States?
Well, it certainly has slowed. You know, CBC just did an article with the heart specialist from Ottawa. Was planning on moving to California and decided last minute to pull the plug. We are seeing that as well. I mean, our focus has been now for the last 3 months since Trump was, definitely since he's been elected, our focus has been 100% Canada right now.
You just mentioned him. We spoke to that renowned local heart surgeon, Dr. Mark Ruel. He's the director of minimally invasive cardiac surgery at the University of Ottawa Heart Institute. And as you outlined, he was planning to move to the University of California, San Francisco. He had accepted that role in late 2024. And we spoke to him on Friday because he decided to turn that role down.
I felt that this was already not the type of dynamic I wanted to get into. And really, it changed my mind towards wanting to serve absolutely here from within our borders and continuing to serve our community. And I felt that now would be much more needed than ever prior. And I think, you know, we all agree that it's time to brace, rally together and work together towards furthering our country.
So there he is speaking to me on Friday. John Philpott, I want to bring it back to you because you're in this business. You're the founder and CEO of Can-Am Physician Recruiting Incorporated. This is what you deal with every single day. What do you make of what's going on right now?
Well, it's great for our business. It's great for Canada. I mean, I think Trump has really rallied nationalism here in Canada at a whole new level. I mean, we're seeing the exact same thing. So, will it last? I don't know. I can't understand or see Trump's rhetoric coming into fruition, but Americans are very, very upset, very embarrassed. We used to always get calls, Americans wanting to come to Canada because of the lack of gun control in the United States. That's always been probably the biggest issue. But now this is a whole new level. So yeah.
You're certainly hearing from a lot of American doctors that are interested in coming here to Canada. But I guess my question is, John, how many of them actually follow through?
Well, I mean, if we get 10% of the doctors who inquire, I mean, we would be very happy with that. But I predict we're probably going to be closer to 30% or more. I mean, Canada's biggest problem is taxation here. The Trudeau government had eliminated the family trusts and the income splitting that doctors and entrepreneurs were enjoying. But now, I mean, doctors in Canada are paying 54% tax or higher. So if Carney gets in and brings back the family trust and income splitting, that would be a huge win-win. And it will definitely stop any future brain drain out of Canada into the United States, and it would encourage Americans to come to Canada for sure.
Is there any specific Canadian province that is more appealing to the American doctors, given the regulations that we have set up?
Yes, Ontario, Alberta, BC, Vancouver area.
And why is that?
Well, Americans don't know Canada. You know, they know our major cities, and that's about it, you know. Unless they've traveled here, most Americans know very little about what's outside their own little state, let alone country. You know, I just came back from vacation in the Dominican Republic, and there's quite a few Americans there, and they were all very embarrassed. But again, you know, they're not educated that much on what goes on in Canada, what Canada's all about. So we are welcoming the calls, and we are upselling Canada in a big way, and they're very excited.
You got 6 calls of interest from doctors today. Let's play in a hypothetical situation. Let's say that 3 of them wanted to move to Canada and to come and practice medicine here. Let's say they wanted to move to Ottawa or Toronto in Ontario. What would that process be like? How long would it take?
Well, typically, any good doctor is in practice now, and the transition to get licensed usually takes, you know, probably a month now. We can process people quickly. Colleges have relaxed the requirements. There's no examinations required now, and they can come in fully licensed. So, you know, most doctors have to give at least 30-day notice. Some doctors want to clue up their practices and sell their practice or sell their house. So, you know, we tell everyone it's usually a 3 to 6 month process, right? But, you know, I spoke to a nurse practitioner today in Arizona, and she's ready to come next week, right? So, you know, it varies, but it just depends on the family situation. You know, do you have a practice to clue up? Do you have a house to sell? Do the kids have to get transitioned in the school system? So usually it's 3 to 6 months.
I would love to check back in with you in a couple of weeks or maybe in a couple of months, John, to see where things are at.
Sure. We would welcome it.
Thank you so much. John Philpott, who's the founder and CEO of Can-Am Physician Recruiting Incorporated. They recruit doctors trained in the U.S. to work in Canada, and it also goes the other way where they place Canadian specialists in roles in the U.S., though in that direction, they're seeing far less interest these days.